Yes, so sometimes it's difficult to accept that Aurobindo, with his compassion and benevolence, there's such a powerful current, and you know, to really believe that it can be. It's like people don't believe that taking a dip in the Ganges, you know, can really purify you. That's true because of two reasons. There is a reason for it. One is, the mother says, why it's difficult to believe in grace? She says, because matter has been molded so much with struggle that difficult for it to believe that life can be simple, it can be easy. You can progress without struggle. And several times mother says that the divine does not want you to, he is not a spoilsport, he wants you to be happy, he wants you to go joyously several places. And mother very clearly says that you don't have to do anything, I will do everything, all that she has said. But because matter finds it very difficult, because it looks at its difficulty and not at the grace. Mother was asked this question. It's there in volume 4. She says, you know why you find that your difficulty is so big? Because you don't believe in grace. But what is there impossible for the grace, you know? Grace is by its nature almighty. And truly, if grace cannot do, then what human effort can do? Human effort has to be there to at least be ready to receive the grace to that extent and not turn away. Like grace is there and we have doubts and all this. Obviously, I am prolonging the action of the grace. The more I doubt, the more then grace has to first handle that part. It's like if I am agitated and saying, I want to be cured, I want to be cured, why am I not getting cured? Then the grace will first have to quieten my mind. It creates the condition for the action of the grace. Or if I keep doing things which are contrary to the yoga, then grace will still act if we continue to have faith. That's how Sri Aurobindo puts it. But there is a little bit of collaboration that is required. Second reason is because of the mind. See, animals live by instinct, so they don't have a sense of personal power that way. But human being, because the mental ego and being the apex predator, sorry, in the food chain. That's what human beings have been doing, by and large, unfortunately. I was just thinking today, reflecting, what a mess humanity has made through million years of its transition upon earth. What a mess. When animals handed over the world to man, it was a beautiful world. With all its dangers still, there was delight in it. What mankind has done and continues to do, that's a different story. So, but because man has been ruling by the power of mind. And how does the mind arrive at things? Through reason and analysis. So it cannot understand that there can be a much simpler process. You know that story of, I think it was Isaac Newton or someone, probably one of these great scientists, who went to a person who was for repair of the cycle tire puncture or something like that. And while repairing, he saw that there is a man with, you know, scientific world. So he asked him a question. Hey, can you solve this puzzle for me? He said, what? He said, see, the dumb man goes to a place and he asks for scissors. How will he ask? So he says, he will make the sign. He says, okay, good. And a deaf man goes, how will he ask? So again makes the sign. He says, man, he is deaf, he is not dumb. Then he says, this is a real life joke. This is not just a joke. Huh? We taught this in psychology, how mindsets work. He says, I knew I will catch you because you seem to be a very educated fellow. So it's very difficult to understand that life can be simple without complicated processes. This is the problem of doctors. You can't heal things. There has to be a great complexity, and to the complexity which the mind has created, they add their own complexity with percentage and statistics. So this is the reason why it is so difficult. I mean, two kinds of people can have it. Either those who have not read much, who are like, you know, unlettered peasant, as the mother says, who who have simple trust in life. They just open up. And I have so many examples. I'll tell you one example. One or two very recent examples. So one was a man who came with 2.5 years of, you know, all kinds of psychosomatic problems and depression, going for treatment, and 2.5 years to different doctors. And despite my saying, no, don't come, I don't see patient, she landed up. So my first response was, bhai, see, like, I don't take up cases like that. He said, nene, sir, whatever you will say, I am mother's child, you are mother's child, and all that story. So I got a bit this thing. So I said, if you are mother's child, why are you so afraid? What will happen? He says, sir, this happens, that happens. I said, remember, whatever you concentrate upon, that is going to increase. If you think of your disease, diseases will increase. If you think of your symptoms, symptoms will increase. And if you think of the divine, that will increase. That's all, I said. He got probably a little scared. Okay, sir, thank you, sir. Then after 3 weeks, he came back. Sir, thank you for that magic. It just vanished. I was waiting. Will it come back? I said, you know, I scolded you. He said, sir, but it vanished. I suddenly realized, if I think, it will increase. That's the only sutra. It was not done on purpose. So you see, things can be so simple. But ordinarily, somebody would say, see, this is not how a doctor is meant to speak. You have to listen the whole symptoms and get into an elaborate system of psychotherapy. Which is, well, understandable. I'm not saying that's wrong. So things can be simple. And I have not one. So many instances. One person was possessed. I'm just saying this so that people can probably use it. I don't know. So he was a person who had faith in Krishna, and suddenly he went to somebody died, and since then he became very, his whole thing changed. And everything changed. Now that story is a different story. And again they had brought here is from some other place, and he, I mean, completely changed. So I said, see, every time he tries, and I could see that he is possessed by one of the beings who must have died, and it's a possession, very clear cut. You know it from the eyes and the behavior, the sudden change. I said, he was a Krishna Bhakta. He says, yeah, he used to chant a lot of mantra. I said, any time he tries to do anything, just tell him, Shri Krishna, Vasudevaya Nama. He will stop. And just then he actually had started. So I said, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Stopped. He started doing Krishna, 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 Krishna. After some time, again he started. Again I, Krishna, stop. I see, now you have the magic key. Krishna is still this consciousness. Something responds to Krishna. Use Krishna. Tumhara bhi bhala hoga, uska bhi bhala hoga. Both of you will stand to benefit. So, see, these are things which are going to emerge. I'm no magic healer. No miracle doer. I don't know. I don't believe. But things will happen like that, and new modes will come up. But the mind will not accept it. Mind will find it very difficult. And there is a place where Sri Aurobindo says something very interesting. And he speaks of cancer. And he says, oh, cancer, that can be cured simply by a suggestion. I can tell you from my experience, people have been diagnosed cancer because the doctor's polluted mind. Cancer, cancer. But when you go back into the history, patient had the similar symptoms for 10 years, was doing well. Until a doctor caught hold and insisted and diagnosed, and within 1.5 years the person died. Quite a few people I know. So this suggestion that acts, cancer means, my God. So he says, oh, cancer, Sri Aurobindo's words, huh? They are not just, oh, cancer, that can be cured simply by a suggestion. And mother says, some of the diseases which you think are most dangerous are very easy to cure, and others which you think are very simple, like toothache and skin diseases, are much more difficult because of the inner dynamism. So that's the reason why people cannot believe that such a mighty grace, such a mighty power has touched earth and is working in the heart of humanity. Jema.